you'd be forgiven for thinking that farming insects is a niche enterprise. But scientists now believe that insect protein could revolutionize livestock farming and drive down the price of animal feed. At this laboratory just outside York, scientists are looking at how fly larvae could become the next generation of food pellets for animals. So, Adrian, why are you thinking, then, using insects is a good idea to feed to farm animals?
Well, insects are a great source of protein, and we've got a real problem in the world at the moment in getting enough protein to feed to animals. The demand for meat's going up, and we currently import into Europe from outside. That's not really sustainable in the longer term. And we can grow insects in Europe, so we can effectively start up a new business producing insect protein.
So are these the insects?
These are the black soldier fly, and it's a tropical fly. From laying the eggs, the larvae will develop within 16 to 20 days, and that means that we can produce huge volumes, in contrast to crop production, for example, where we maybe only get one harvest per year. So this is a great choice of organism to take forward.
But it's as a pupae that the insects are at their juiciest. When they get to this stage, Adrian and his team dry and crush them. From this, they get three useful products: protein, oil, and a super strong substance called chitin, similar to our own hair and nails.
So protein's in the middle jar, and that can be manufactured into animal feed in much the same way as milled barley can, or maize, or whatever else you want to put into feeds. One of the other products is the oil. The oil's got a similar composition to palm oil, for example, so it could be used as a substitute. But the main thing to say is that it's much more environmentally sustainable to produce than things that require huge amounts of land and possible deforestation.
And what's this?
This is something called chitin. Now, chitin comes from the outer shell of the insect, so their skin, and it's very strong. So it's used in things like bandages and wound dressings because of its durability.
It's just extraordinary. It sounds quite big stuff.
Well, I think there are different aspects to this. I mean, a lot of the work that we've done is trying to support smallholders and teach them how to rear insects so that they can produce protein to feed to their own animals. But I must admit, in recent times, we've caught the attention of people who are wanting to invest significantly in this area, and it's very likely that within the next 2 years, this will be a massive global industry. Insects are a hugely untapped resource.
How exciting!
From such a small and simple creature.
Whilst farming insects may seem strange, there's no denying their versatility, whether it's as food for humans, an alternative source of protein for pigs and poultry, or as biofuel for our cars. The potential seems enormous.